Prabhudeya. Good morning, all. One of the students asked me, what is the difference between gym and yoga? And I told, in gym, mainly focused on the body, only focused on the physical body, Annamaya Kosha. They focus on Annamaya Kosha, but we talk about my body, my hand, my eyes, my legs. When we say my, that means it is not, I am not the body. I am something else. Whatever body, my hands, legs, everything are the limbs of me. What is that one? Jim is not addressing that one. Jim is addressing one of the limbs of my personality. Yoga name itself, when we say my body, my leg, that indicates I am not the body. Yoga helps in addressing the not only the physical casing, outer casing, and the content also. The physical casing is called as a container. What is contained in that one is Manomaya Kosha. In gym, only it's catered around the strengthening the casing. Yoga is talking about the content also is important, not just the container. Content also important. Yoga helps in strengthening the container, and not only the container, content, the Manomaya Kosha. The Manomaya Kosha holds the key, is like the same key is used for opening and closing the door. Manomaya Kosha is such a way that it can lock us down or unlock our personality. Same key is used for locking and unlocking. Manomaya Kosha can help in unlocking our personality. And Manomaya Kosha by itself, it's not of great value. Like a crude oil has a limited application. Crude oil has to be refined to improve its value and application as well as the value. Manomaya Kosha also like that. By itself, it is not of great value. It has to be enriched. Crude oil has to be enriched to be of great value, higher value. Manomaya Kosha has to be enriched. Crude oil, when it put through the pressure, high pressure and temperature in a refinery refinery, they crack crude oil. They crack the crude oil, the high pressure and temperature. We also, God makes us to crack the Manomaya Kosha, puts under tremendous pressure and stress. When it happens, most of us buckle down for the pressure, go into depression and mental health issues. And today is World Suicide Day. And not that everyone celebrate that one. And it's buckles down, goes into the caves in. But when some people that with the, when you are with the, have the divine grace, and if you have a touch of an inspired person, instead of caving in, you move up, you endure the challenge, and Manomaya Kosha paves the way for Vijnanamaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha paves the way to the Vijnanamaya Kosha. That able to endure is called as tapa. Tapa means tapa. Tapa means heat. Able to endure the heat of the life is called as tapa. In the Upanishad talks about 8 types of tapas. It is talking about shrutam tapa, ritam tapa, satyam tapa, shrutam tapa, then shantam tapo, dhamat tapa, ಶಮತಪ ಧನಂ ತಪ ಯಜ್ಞಂ ತಪ ಭೂರ್ಭುವಸುವ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತತ್ತಪ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಏಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ತಪಸ್, ಏಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ತಪಸ್. ಶ್ರುತ್ ಋತಂ ದ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ತಪಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ನೋ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಇವಾಲ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸತ್ಯ. And then it is talking about able to, wanting to hear good things again and again. That is also tapas. Then shantam tapa, having, trying to acquire the tranquility in the mind is a tapas. Acquiring the mastery over the limbs is a tapas. Acquiring the mastery over the mind is a tapas. Able to charity. Charity, giving charity, it's a tapas. Yajnam, tapaha, offering the everything, what you have, as an offering to the Lord. Thinking of Him is yajnam tapa. Burbu vasvaha brahme tat tapaha. Brahme tadupasitai tat tapaha. The all-pervading God, He pervades everywhere. Whatever you are doing, offering to the all-pervading God who is there within, is that also is called as tapas. I will touch upon the two points today. It's ritam tapa, satyam tapa. Rita is absolute truth and satyam is evolving truth. There are two sciences. One is called as a material science and one is a metaphysical science. Material and metaphysical science. Material science is subject to change. Scientists across whatever they have discovered, they are not satisfied with that one. In the universities across the world, they are enrolling more and more PhD students to study more on the whatever topic is there, known topic, people are investigating why, though satya means they are not happy with what they have seen. They want to discover more. They want to know more. That is, even the yogis are not satisfied. They want to study more. They want to go down more. They want to go further. They are not satisfied with what is seen. They want to know more about that one. That is called satya. And metaphysical science is called as ritha, is unchangeable. Metaphysical science is unchangeable and evolving is called as satya. Both, we need both. In the Mundaka Upanishad talks about dve vidye veditavye. If you want to know, exist in the world harmoniously within and without, you need the knowledge of both material science and the metaphysical science. You need both material and metaphysical science. And Ishavasi Upanishad talks about vidyam cha vidyam cha yastad vedo bayam saha avidyaya mrityam tirtva vidyaya amritamashnute. It is talking about you need avidya. Satya is called as avidya. Avidya means the material science. Avidya, changing signs. You need avidya, and the rhythm is called as vidya, absolute science. You need the material science, what is going to. I know this world is temporary, but still I need to know about that one. Unless I know what is changing, I cannot know the what is changeless. I know it is temporary, but still, I need to know. If Manish says, every patient, you are temporary, you are going to die soon, then nobody, that, yes, he has to learn. He says, yes, I know it's temporary, but still, you need to know that science. That science, you can't totally disregard. World is a maya, I am not interested. It is not the science. You need to know that one. What is changing? This world is called as Jagat. Jagat means Gacchati is Jagat. It's continuously evolving. I need to know about that one. You can't say that I'm not interested. It says avidyaya, vidya and avidya, you need to know both what is changing, what is changeless. And knowing that one, material science, it is talking about avidya mrityam tirtva, one overcomes the anxiety, fear. Great fear in the life is can be handled by knowing the satya and amritam ashnute, knowing the absolute truth, one attains the immortality. You need ritam and satyam. Ambitious to know about ritam and satyam is called as tapas. It is a tapas. You need endurance. It's not easy to, you can't just ask what is ritam, tell me about that one. You have to strive for that one. What is satyam, not the what is bookish knowledge. You have to make an effort to continuously learning, ambitious to learn, that is called a sadhana. Sadhana continuously, why people are doing 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. Even I have seen people in the 80s, 90s, late 90s also they are doing the sadhana. I have seen people in the late 90s opening the book with a big soda glass, with a lamp. They are studying with, I have seen with a binocular. They are holding the binocular and reading. At the age of one person at 98, not given up with a binocular, with a glass, and he is reading. That is called as tapas. Tapas. It says that tapas helps in enriching the personality. I will touch upon other dimensions of tapas in the next class, in the last class of this term.